Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Muzzammil. Now, there is primarily this one narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahid's Tafsir, and the text is almost exactly the same, which is also found in Salwi's Tafsir. However, both have a different chain of narration. But before we comment on the chains of narration of both these narratives, let me read out its text to you, which is found in Al-Wasit. Both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as far as Al-Wasit's text goes, it reads like this: من قرأ سورة المزمل دفع الله عنه العسر في الدنيا والآخرة. Which means that a person who reads or recites Surah Muzzammil, the Almighty will remove all, he will get rid of all his hardships which he faces in this world and in the hereafter. So in other words, what this narrative is saying is that a person who recites Surah Muzzammil, the Almighty will get rid of all his hardships that comes that may come his way in this world and in the next as well. Now, as far as the chain of narration of Al-Wasit's narrative is concerned, it is actually regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the reason perhaps is the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, about whom Abu Hatim says that he is majhul, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom we find the following comments recorded by Rijal authorities in Hafiz Mizzi's Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay. And another opinion which he says about him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says Laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says Ghayru siqa. Abu Zura' and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk, he has been abandoned. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says Za'iful hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is about him is a kazzab, that he's a great liar. Now, as far as the other chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Salwi's tafsir, we find that this too cannot be relied upon because of the existence of a person called Al-Mu'ammal ibn Ismail. Now, regarding Al-Mu'ammal ibn Ismail, Abu Hatim ibn Sa'd and Abu Zura As-Saji and Darqutni, all these five authorities say that he makes a lot of errors, that he errs. And similarly, Imam Bukhari says that he is Munkarul Hadith. And Ibn Hajar says that he has a bad memory. And Yaqub ibn Sufyan al-Fasafi says that it is essential for men of learning to abstain from his narratives. And Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa bihujja in Sufyan Sauri. So as far as reporting from Sufyan Sauri is concerned, he cannot be relied upon. And in this narrative, he actually reports from Sufyan Sauri. So on the basis of this information, this narrative too cannot be relied upon. So in a nutshell, we can say that as far as these narratives are concerned, none of them can be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the correct way to reap the blessings of reading a surah, as indeed is the case with Surah Muzzammil, is to have a living relationship with that surah, and that can only come about if we understand that surah, if we read with a good translation, if we communicate its message to others, if we deliberate on its message, and invite others also to deliberate on its message. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.